You turn your phone up. Oh, there you go.
Okay.
I'm just feeling it.
Welcome.
Could have kept that going.
The Lisa Beats Your Meat Stroking Edition.
Yeah, stroking everyone.
Stroke me, stroke me.
Lisa strokes your meat.
Before I beat it. That doesn't sound like a fun afternoon. Anyways, tonight's episode 70-something or other, right?
Yeah, 76? 76, I think.
76. So, 0.5. Jimmy and I had a great podcast like a week ago or so.
No, like three or four. Out of the park.
Okay, whatever.
3 or 4 days
and,
ago.
And turns out Jimmy lost it. So
I didn't lose it.
I didn't lose it.
He just wasn't there. And I remember I was trying to, I guess, edit it or whatever, produce it. You know, I'm the producer.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a little glitch, and I was like, isn't it weird? We've never lost a show.
Oh, God.
Like, we've not recorded moments of a show.
Okay.
We've never lost a complete show.
And I was well.
Like, and then I was like, oh, I guess we lost. And I was.
It was an excellent one,
I really
too.
Liked it. So. I have to live up to that. Can I have a sip of your whiskey?
No, you
just
can't.
Just like a teeny little nip?
No.
Can I sniff it?
No.
What?
It's all my whiskey.
Our whiskey?
It's my whiskey.
All right. I guess I'll just.
Drink your natural light.
Natural light.
It's really, things are going well in our household. Drinking yeah. Natty.
Lisa's just got a glistening glass of
whiskey
next to
it's
me.
It's in like a very like expensive crystal glass as well. And you're drinking natural light.
Oh, it's not good.
Because you're not in college, bro. Anyways, so tonight's episode. Oh, God, no. Before we start. We're
going to
whore
about.
Ourselves out that you guys need to subscribe to our podcast or rate us or leave us comments or or go to my website. My website has a 7-day meal plan on it now with recipes. And there's a ton of other recipes. There's mac and cheese recipe, fried rice recipe, Golbeki, which is stuffed cabbage. It's like a Polish dish. There's a ton of stuff. You all go to lisabeatsyourmeat.com right now or iTunes or Podbeam or whatever you listen to. Just go and support
your
us.
Website, the best. The cool thing about the meal plan, if I was someone not married to Lisa from Lisa Beats Your Meat,
yeah.
would be that it has like a shopping list.
Mm-hmm.
Tells you exactly what to buy. You bring that home and then make all the stuff. Like,
yeah. It's great.
I would
so
need that.
It took me a long time, but I mean... Go do that. So we just wanted to get that out before we jumped right into the fun.
Yeah, do that. But seriously, like, stop whatever you're doing. If you like the show.
I said it. We don't need to.
Listen to the show. No, you said like 20 things. Go to iTunes, even if you're not listening on iTunes, and rate the show with 5 stars. Maybe leave a comment.
Okay.
That would be really really helpful
beneficial.
For us. Yes.
Okay,
please
cool.
do that. Like, stop right and just do it right now. Don't
oh,
be like,
yeah.
I'll do it
don't
later.
Don't tell people what to do. Anyways.
No, do it.
That
now.
Was fun.
Pause.
So let's go over some food that we've had.
Yeah.
Right?
Chicken wings.
So the day after, I don't know, whenever we did the last podcast, we had these chicken wings, vegan chicken wings. Okay.
On a stick.
And it was monumental. It really changed our lives. It was really exciting. So we had these chicken wings in Scranton, PA, like a couple of years ago, and we were blown by them, and we hadn't had them since.
We were blown by them?
Blown away by them. Anyways, and I could not find them, or I like was on the hunt for them for a really long time, but I found them.
I thought they
them.
Made them.
Yeah, I guess I did too. No, because I saw them somewhere else. But anyways, I found them in Columbus, Ohio, which... You all don't live in Columbus, Ohio, but that's okay. You can find them in your own city. But it's like an Asian, like, product that's just... It says on their vegan chicken wing. No, vegan drumstick. And they're amazing.
I agree. What is it?
I think it's like a... Like
everyone
a
always
soy
asks me that.
Seitan.
I'm like, it's just all tofu.
No. Okay, no, it's like a probably like soy and gluten-based. I'm not quite sure.
I don't know, but it's good. It seems like it took on the sauce really well, like a chicken wing does. like absorbs the sauce into it.
That's not, and like, out of all the characteristics of it, that's like the lowest. It took on the sauce.
Yeah, and it's on a stick.
Thank you. Thanks for your commentary, but that's just not.
Sure, I'm trying.
Okay, I really appreciate it. But anyways, those chicken wings were delish. We had them at our son's first birthday party. Max, my youngest, just turned 1 year old, and he's the best, and I love him so much. And his birthday party went really well. It was all like Southern food, you know?
Do we have any left?
Food?
Chicken wings?
We have some in the freezer. Okay. We have a whole bag. Wicked expensive.
Yeah.
Really expensive. But it was, I told you, I went into the bottom of a church to buy it.
Well, let's not share them anymore.
Yeah, no, we won't. It's just for us. But that was fun. That was really good food. And then I've been really working on my seitan, you know?
I think you've come a long way.
I
didn't want to judge, but
it took a really long time.
Wasn't great.
No, it wasn't. But this, I think this stuff's really good. And what did I make first? I made Reubens, and then yesterday we had like a beef. What was it, like a roast beef sandwich with like a horseradish sauce?
Yeah, like a.
That was really good.
French dip kind of, right?
No, that's tomorrow.
Oh.
You are drunk.
No, I was. Yeah, I was last night. I don't know what the hell I ate.
Okay.
It was really good though.
Anyways, but seitan, it's just, I think to make really good seitan is that you have, there's like a lot of steps to it. Like I made the actual dough, and that's another thing. I put beets and tofu in the seitan dough to make it like softer. What? And I know it's crazy. It's like a whole, there's so many levels of like making seitan, but I made it and then I put it in the fridge to like rest for like overnight. And then I woke up, I put it in the crock pot for like 8 hours or something so that it like sat in like a brine or, you know, braise. I don't know what you would call that. And then I baked it for like another like 45 minutes after that.
You let it sit in like water too for a minute, right?
That's what I just said, in the crock pot.
Oh, it was just in like a bowl on the counter for a while.
That's because I froze some and I didn't want it to dry out because it dries out.
Oh, so it was like after the fact.
Yeah.
The original batch. Gotcha.
Yeah, maybe I should run
these
this
looks.
Pod. You're like all over the place.
I'm just asking questions.
Okay. All right. Keep it going.
You take it from here.
Keep it going.
Hot shot.
Anyways, that's what food-wise we've been up to. Today, we actually went to a festival here in Columbus, the Scioto Fest 2019. Scioto Fest. It was cute. It was really fun. We rode our bikes there.
Yeah.
How many miles?
7.5 each way, so a little over 15 at the end of the day.
It was good.
Yeah. It's a nice day here, too.
Yeah. It was fun. We stacked garbage cans on top of each other.
You see it on Lisa's Instagram.
It's on my personal Instagram.
Lisa
Mama Ochuk.
Oh, Mama Ochuk. No one's going to find that.
Yeah. But that was fun, right?
What else was I going to talk about?
I don't know.
Vaping.
We're going to talk about vaping?
This is the news lately. Have you seen this news article?
No. What's happening with vaping?
It's. I have a lot of feelings about this, but I don't vape. I've never vaped.
I think it's kind of silly.
Yeah. I don't hate it. It's.
I think it's silly for like, I get annoyed when I roll up someone on the street and
people
they look
like
out the window and it's like
machines and shit.
It's like what just happened? Do you just take a gravity bong and just, you know, like no person should have that much smoke coming out of their
and
car.
I think that's the problem with vaping.
What? That it's stupid?
Well, no, the people that have these like devices for like the most, like it became like a fun thing. But anyways, like I have sisters that use a little e-cigarette.
Is that to
curb? Get them off real cigarettes?
Okay,
and it works, and I think that's totally fine. It's a really early thing, so there's not a lot of
regulation.
Understanding of it. Not a lot of regulation, but not any like health studies. But
I saw
this
like
week,
people's lungs were getting blown up.
Yes, yeah,
people's faces getting melted.
Six people have died in the. Kids in the past few weeks
because of vaping,
and a couple hundred have been hospitalized because of vaping, and most of them are tied to like flavored e-cigarettes.
Is it like malfunctioning?
They don't know what the hell this is. You're just sucking a vapor into your lungs, which, yeah. I mean, smoke's bad too, but it's just been around a while.
Right.
So we know that cigarettes, they'll kill you slowly over a long period of time. Vaping's like taking people out quickly.
Melting people's faces.
But it was just interesting. So the government, like Trump talked about it. Yeah. Governors have been talking about it. They're trying to pass laws to get rid of flavored e-cigarettes. Like,
it's so silly.
It's a big knee-jerk reaction, but. It is also like a huge question mark. It's
unlike the regulation of it or what?
No, like what it's doing. No one knows what it's doing.
Yeah, I usually try to stay away from things that are like very unknown like that.
Yeah, like a brand new
device.
Yeah, I mean the intentions are good, but like I said, I know people who have quit smoking because they're using some kind of e-cigarette, and all the power to you, but stay away from the
How'd you quit smoking?
Just did it.
Oh my God, you know, that's so annoying. You know, people out there are like, oh, that's cool, Jimmy.
No, I think I'm just lucky. I trust me, I've seen a lot of addiction in my life through friends and family. And for me, it has to be a genetic thing.
You just didn't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, I still smoke a cigarette once in a while.
I smoked a cigarette like a while ago and it was disgusting.
Yeah, and I think I'm a very rare species. Mm-hmm. Actually, I don't know if I even know anyone like this that could smoke a cigarette once a day or like once a week.
Yeah.
And or just not for a year and then do it again. Like, I don't know. I smoked a lot for a long time.
Did you smoke because you thought it was cool?
Maybe. I don't know. Everyone just smoked around me. I was in the food industry for a while. So like
I was too. I didn't make me smoke.
You didn't smoke when you were in the food? Like
I was a perfect little girl.
I felt like I had
like
to
a
smoke.
Little
like
angel.
Required. I was a line cook and like
no.
If you didn't smoke, you were
not cool.
Shunned upon, yeah.
No, life was different for me.
I guess so. Well, we talked about how I was smoking pot in sixth grade, so you know.
Yeah. Thanks.
But no, my parents smoked. I grew up in a house full of, like, they smoked in the house and the cars.
Yeah.
It was just all around me.
But you just didn't, you don't get addicted.
It was easy to hide. I guess not. I don't know. I just
turned
it on and off a lot throughout my life.
Give it up for Jimmy over here. Anyways, wow. What's our next?
You hate me today.
No. What's our subject? Strokes?
Yeah, this stroke article has been going
stroke
around.
Stroke me.
So if you're a vegan and people know you're a vegan, somebody in the last 7 days has texted you this article.
And said, you're going to die of a stroke.
Yeah.
Is a stroke when oxygen doesn't get to your brain? Is that what a stroke is?
Well, there's several kinds. This one was, when like a blood from an artery bleeds into the brain.
Okay.
So
that's a stroke.
Yeah.
And then it paralyzes you. Like it messes with your brain, right?
Yeah.
And then sometimes you don't recover.
Yeah, it kills people.
Sometimes you do recover and sometimes you don't.
Yeah, or like it takes half of
your face
function
like,
away. Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's a terrible thing that, I don't know, there's a lot of...
Have you known anyone have a stroke?
Yeah, I think so.
You do?
I almost feel like my grandma might have had one.
I think it happens a lot, like really old age.
Yeah.
Or just really close to dying.
Those are the big things, the big fear factors now. Obviously, heart disease and cancer have been around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But like Alzheimer's and dementia are...
They're big.
They've been around, but they're a lot more common now. And then stroke's the other big one.
Yeah, my grandfather on my dad's side had Alzheimer's, and he died at a pretty young age. And I remember it was like kind of devastating because he was like the best. But
yeah, that I mean, we've
but
talked
there's a
about,
lot. Yeah, there's a lot of studies about that, like what you can do to prevent it and stuff.
Yeah, that one's a crazy. We've talked about that because like you can live for 10 years when you get dementia
and
Alzheimer's. And
that's what's so sad.
But yeah, but are you really alive? Like, that's,
I mean, yes, I think any time on earth is good. But,
yeah, I mean, you're a human, but you're not.
But there's a lot of things you can do, like just trying to keep your brain function up. I told you how my mom would play Sudoku. Is that how you pronounce that? Sudoku? So I don't know, whatever that game is. She would play it with my dad as like a competitive thing, but she would do the sheet first and then like erase her answers and then do it again and be like, let's play this game. Oof, I've never seen this, but she knew all the answers.
Psychotic.
I know. It's
I don't know what I'm in for.
Yeah, you really don't. I
see some signs of this early on.
Anyways, strokes.
Yeah, so there's an article that came out. It was from a British study, but apparently a really well-done study with a lot of people over decades, that the big takeaway is that vegans, mm-hmm. and this is incorrect, but I'm going to say a lot of
what
the articles
said. What their takeaway is.
Vegans.
Where was this from? Which news source? Was it fake news?
No, it was real news. It was all over. A lot of people reported it, but it was like a British journal study that did it. But the headlines were incorrect. So a lot of the headlines read vegans 20% higher risk of stroke than meat eaters. But it was, and then the real ones were vegetarians and vegans have a 20% higher risk of stroke than meat eaters. But in reality, the problem with all of this is it really had nothing to do with vegans.
There was no differentiation between vegan and vegetarian.
Yeah, they were lumped together because this was a long study. It was like an 18-year study. And think about 18 years ago.
No one was vegan.
It's hard
vegan.
To find a vegan. Yeah. So it
I
was
mean,
really,
there were, but.
Yeah, it was really more of a long-term vegetarian study, which
is totally different.
Yeah, we've talked about this.
You're
yeah.
eating dairy. It's like a whole different ballgame. We just talked about that today at that festival.
Yeah, I mean, for many reasons. I think that was, we were talking to somebody, and I think she was talking about more of like the compassion or like.
Like, I think she was talking a little bit about both, like the health aspects and maybe the compassion.
Like, well, if you're a vegetarian, like, what's the point?
Yeah.
You don't have the health aspects. You're like.
You're still hurting
torturing
animals
instead of just killing them.
But she was saying.
You're not
like,
doing any environmental favors.
Well, we were like, sometimes being vegetarian is worse in the fact that you're probably consuming more dairy to substitute what you're not getting with meat. Whereas, like, a vegan. Kind of their whole diet changes and they don't need to substitute things because it's like, I'm on a different playing field, boo. But vegetarians just are like, oh, instead of, you know, getting meatballs and whatever, I'm going to get just like stuffed ravioli or, you know, whatever. But that you're going to eat more of it and it's going to be less, it's going to be worse for your health,
which is also
in turn, you're hurting more animals by eating more dairy.
That's exactly what happened in this study. So, it's an Oxford study in the UK. They recruited.
Is Oxford like their Yale?
Yeah.
Or Harvard?
They're big.
Which one's better, Yale or Harvard?
I would argue Harvard's older, I think.
I always thought Yale was better.
Maybe. Who cares?
Well, when we send our children there.
Formal education is bullshit. They're not going to college.
Yes, they are.
They're going to fucking nails and hammer school.
Bob's going to be like.
Plumber.
Literally a genius.
Yeah,
he's
a genius plumber.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm a little bitter with public education these days or private. So they recruited people from like in the late 90s. It was like almost 50,000 participants. They had no history of any sort of heart disease, stroke, angina. Great name.
They had vaginas?
Anginas. And
angina.
18-year study.
What was she like? She had an angina.
They compared heart disease and stroke. That was it.
Okay. Not and, angina? I don't necessarily think having a vagina is a disease. I don't know why they're lumping that in there.
It's a mental disability.
Angina?
No, vagina.
Oh, it's a mental disability. It's a mental disability for you.
Yeah, it causes.
It's doing great things for me.
Retardation.
I saw like a meme the other day. Was like, I was just thinking about it and like she said the P word, but she was like, my pussy just like can do, she's like, it can like control so much. Like, it's pretty funny.
It's a powerful body part, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's no wiener, but whatevs.
Okay. Wiener. Just think of that word. Wiener.
Some of this. Lisa beats my wiener.
Yeah, that's a wiener's like what a 10-year-old has. Like, not. Stop.
Not a man.
No, I would hope not. Okay. He's my wiener.
Anyways, back to anginas. So this study kind of sucked. So most of the vegans, quote unquote vegetarians, were vegetarians. I think it was about 16,000 vegans / vegetarians.
Mm-hmm.
And
how many were vegan?
1,800 of them were vegan.
Out of the 15,000? So, only yes. 1,800 were vegan?
Yeah, 14,000 were vegetarian.
Okay.
And then everything else was meat eater, which they were comparing themselves to.
So the media just took this and misinformed people.
Well, today,
like, the study was good study.
It was a well done study, and we'll talk about the actual details of it. We had this conversation today. There's not really that many vegetarians left.
No.
So you're not gonna. There's not gonna be a sexy headline being like vegetarians this or that. No one's trying to get the vegetarians.
Yeah.
People are trying to get the vegans.
They are.
Vegans are taking over. There's a fucking vegan Burger King Whopper. Like, we are out there. The article's not going to be that exciting if it's about vegetarians.
It's not sexy.
I don't know a vegetarian.
No, me either.
There's like a girl that I used to work with that was a vegetarian, but I haven't worked with her in like 8 years. I don't
Sam
know if
Myers?
She still is. Yeah, I wasn't going to say her first and last name.
She annoys the hell out of me on social media.
She's cool. She was fun.
She might be cool, but her social media is really annoying.
But she's a vegan or a vegetarian a long time ago. Girl I dated in college was a vegetarian.
Yeah.
I don't know what she's doing now. Okay. That's about it.
I mean.
But I also, like, 10 years ago, I didn't know a vegan. And I knew several vegetarians.
I don't know. I think if you're just a vegetarian.
Do you know a vegetarian right now?
Do we
know a vegetarian?
No. Because that's some pussy shit.
It's weird.
You know, like. No, if you're a vegetarian, I don't even like joke with people anymore. Like, I used to, people would be like, oh, I'm a vegetarian. I'm trying. Like, okay, you're not, because that's actually not, you're not doing anyone favors. Just
eating mac and
just
cheese.
Just stop, you know? But no, I don't, I get really annoyed, and so do other vegans when it's like there's been like burgers, like veggie burgers that are vegetarian or that have eggs in them, you know?
Yeah.
Meat, and it's like, this is my one of my two options, and you put eggs in it. That's at that High Bank. Sorry, High Bank, but you all screwed up with that veggie burger.
Any vegan, I think, is used to that, but I think that's left over from the day of lots of vegetarians.
And they're like, okay, let's make our menu accommodating. Let's put a veggie burger on there. Yeah. Oh, we need egg.
That's just
left over. Who's gonna eat a veggie burger who's not vegan?
Vegetarians, but if you,
there are none.
Yeah, but if you're not in this world, you don't know that.
Well, talk to someone who's in the world.
I agree, especially if you're making a fucking menu for a brand new restaurant.
Yeah.
But a lot of restaurants still have that. Most do. Most veggie burgers at a restaurant
have eggs in it.
Yeah, like, I'm afraid to ask sometimes.
Yeah, it is kind of. It's kind of like a scary. You'd like, you want to know, but you don't want to know.
Yeah.
Because you don't have another option.
True.
When am I going to get beer and fries?
You touched on this earlier, though, the increased dairy intake.
Yeah.
So the vegans obviously weren't consuming dairy, but the vegetarians, who made up the bulk of the results of the study, mm-hmm. were consuming 29 to 30% more dairy than the meat
than
eaters.
Than a normal person, yeah.
Than the meat eaters in this study, which we've talked about before, too. If you're a vegetarian, if you're a meat eater, whatever, I personally think, from my understanding of, I'm not a doctor or a scientist,
mm-hmm.
that dairy is terrible for you,
mm-hmm.
worse than meat. Your body's not going to take it well. You're going to have immediate results from that.
Yeah.
You know, like diarrhea and bloating and being sick
dairy.
And nauseous. Yeah. But long-term effects.
This is the point. And the other podcast where I started going irate about how people should stop eating dairy. Do you remember that?
You do that on like every other podcast.
Let's just remind people that, what is dairy on this earth for? Is it for you to eat some ice cream because it tastes so good? Or is it to nurture an infant, you know, cow or goat or whatever you want to to make it past, you know, the frail stages of infancy into a child. That's what it's here for. It's not for you.
Yeah, and it's an opioid, so you might be addicted to it, just like some people are addicted to cigarettes.
Dr.
You just got to get off it,
though. Bernard, actually, I went to listen to him speak like years ago, probably like literally like 15 years ago.
When's he coming on our show?
Never, but he, anyways,
I've heard him on some pretty lame podcasts.
Yeah, I guess.
Like super boring.
But like when we,
apparently he's a musician too.
Really?
He's like a little fiddle or something.
That's really cool. But when we email people, I think they're like, Lisa means your meat. Like what? This is spam. Anyways, but he talked about how they're the casein in, dairy products has the same components as morphine, and that it's just as addictive as morphine.
It is. It's for a good person, for a good purpose.
Yeah, to make a baby stay alive.
Yeah, it's in your breast milk too.
Yeah.
Speaking of him, so he had a video that he put out after this article came out, and he was the other thing that they didn't really talk about was egg consumption. And this actual stroke that...
Like a specific stroke.
Yeah. So this study, it's... I'm the worst at pronouncing words.
Mm-hmm.
I'll spell it. H-E-M-O.
That's the worst. Just stop it. Just no. It's fine. Just say like this specific type of stroke.
Hemorrhagic.
Okay. That sounds better.
I'll just pretend like I know how to say it. Stroke risk. People who consume eggs have a 41% increased risk of this stroke. Which is easy to decipher between. But if you're talking about vegans, vegetarians, and meat eaters, the vegetarians are consuming these eggs as are the meat eaters. But the vegetarians are consuming more dairy products than the meat eaters. So the study is just a mess.
It's just debunked. It's debunked in that it's not, like you said, like it's not like a bad study. Like the findings that you found are accurate, but you just... You labeled it incorrectly.
Yeah, your guy Garth.
He's not my guy.
Davis,
anymore.
He's your guy.
He's like annoying. He's like funny in that he just gets irate about online.
Yeah, you know when this article came out, he was probably like pushed everything off his desk.
Yeah.
Like someone get my camera, put on Instagram.
Yeah, and I just really get annoyed at his anger of someone. Fakes his Instagram. Yeah, I don't know why that bothers him so much
about that. But regardless, when I do watch him explain something, he does a really good job with it.
Yeah. Oh, and, yeah. He's like really convincing.
And he's kind of like he takes the hits and he like throws it back out there, where someone like Bernard seems like a more, you know, not established, more like
above it.
Above it, yeah, more like doctorish. Where Dr. Garth, who is a doctor, is more like
legit, very realistic.
it's like back in your face, and not like he's actually reading the comments and throwing shade back at people.
Nice.
But anyways, he said that obviously the vegan vegetarian thing was a problem. But another thing was said the vegans and vegetarians mix creates a group that ate a lot more dairy than meat, like we said. Resulted in a saturated fat intake of 10.2% versus the meat group, which had around 11%. But a vegan's saturated fat intake is
zero.
Zero, yeah. So you're talking about a 10% compared to 11%. So by lumping 0% in there, like you're really doing vegans a disservice, mm-hmm. especially if they were such a small number. Then also there's like a big fiber difference. Like both of them... In the group, the fiber from the vegans, vegetarians, and meat eaters mm-hmm. was very low, where we get a ridiculously high amount of fiber.
I think fiber is possibly the key to like life.
It is. I think so, too.
It's like the key to happiness. It's the key to being well, you know, health. It's
pooping.
Just like, yeah. But not even just pooping, but it's like if you just think about like the way your body works and, you know. You got to keep it moving, you know, like just it's not just about pooping. It's about getting rid of toxic stuff that you might have eaten. It's about getting rid of like bad stuff that's in your body. You know, got to poop it out.
Trust me. I know.
Okay.
I know. So, I mean, that's really the big takeaways from the study.
Yeah.
But the
media took it and kind of spun it, though.
Yeah, they still are actually. So we I screwed up and lost this podcast.
Yeah.
Several days ago. And then today, to like do a refresher, I searched it again.
Yeah.
And I found like 10 from the last 48 hours on this same study. It's funny. They always say like this big sexy headline, like vegans and vegetarians, mm-hmm. higher risk of stroke. And you click on it and it's like, don't pick that burger up quite yet.
Yeah.
Once you get the nitty gritty.
Have you looked up anything about choline, I think it's pronounced?
No, I think that might be our next one, right?
It's okay. I guess we can save it, but it's like there's been a lot of buzz about that and how we don't have it. Vegans don't get it, and it's making us stupid.
Oh, yeah.
I find it really annoying that why are people always coming after vegans next? Like, I get it. Like, we go out and say, like I don't walk into, like, someone's dinner table and be like, your eating is murder, you know? I mean, I'm, like, shouting it to a podcast, but I'm not, like, attacking people. Whereas people are literally like, I'm going to put up an article that says, like, what you're eating is incorrect, you know? Yeah. I don't know. It's like, I guess it's the same thing I'm doing, but I feel like it's not. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I do. And I don't think I...
Always coming at the vegan's neck.
I mean, yeah. Obviously, the industry will have something to do with that. Like, yeah. Promoting studies like this and being excited about them. But I have wondered sometimes, and my conclusion is that veganism is the best way. But if we're talking about, like, self-doubting, there's been times where I've thought about, like, how much my life changed throughout, mm-hmm. like things were happening in my life. Mm-hmm. Like, divorce or, like... jobs or things changing, and you know, you become a different person as you grow older.
Yeah.
And if I go back to like the day I became vegan,
it's the day you were elevated.
Yeah, but does that have any sort of impact on
the rest of your life?
So let's say there was something that vegans don't get that does change their mental capacity.
What are you talking about? I feel like you're way more mentally...
No, I am. I'm not saying this is true. I'm saying like I've had this thought before.
Okay.
Like what if...
Let's go down this road. Trippy. Let's do it.
Yeah. Like what if the way I feel or the way like I think or the way like, you know, I perceive the world is based on my diet, and that changed when I changed my diet. I don't know. I've had that thought before, but at the end of the day, I have to step back and be like, well, I have a very positive outlook on the world. I'm very healthy. I feel great. So
yeah,
it obviously has changed things in that regard. Mm-hmm. But maybe as I get older, like things hurt more or
do they hurt more?
They have. I told you today, my knees felt better than ever though.
Well, that's good.
I think it's from my intense yoga.
Your DDP?
DDP, yeah.
That just sounds dirty.
I DDP'd it this morning.
Like, down for double penetration.
No, that's not it at all.
That's what that stands for. DDP, down for double penetration.
I don't think so.
DDP, just like ATM.
Diamond Dallas Page. I know that we have a lot of...
DTF. DSL. What's up with all these... Why so many?
There's a lot.
Okay.
What's DSL besides a packaging company?
DSL? Wiener?
No, you have to make something up.
It's dick sucking lips. You never heard that?
I have never heard that.
You haven't heard that?
Yikes. Oh. Okay.
That's I didn't make it up.
Anyways, I'm doing this yoga program now from Diamond Dallas Page.
Yeah.
His initials are DDP. He was a
double penetration,
a rock star, WWF.
He was a wrestler.
I think he was WWF days.
Okay.
Yeah. Wrestler in quotes. And, he got injured badly several times, which a lot of them do.
From their pretend wrestling.
Yeah.
Got hit over the head with a chair too many times.
Exactly. Or jumped off a cage or something. But I guess he went into some program of yoga, but he had to keep it like top secret because yoga is gay.
That's so stupid.
This is a long time ago.
I don't think
you
can say gay anymore, too. The word's retired, bro.
Oh, sorry. We had a funeral for her. Did you hear about that?
No.
They had a funeral for the N-word. I don't know who they is, but some organization.
No.
Like 20 years ago, but...
That word's been dead a while.
I still hear it sometimes.
Like, gay might be retired... But the N-word is dead.
For those of you who don't work in a public high school...
You hear it all the time.
I hear it 5,000 times a day.
I know. It's really aggravating.
It's insane. It's weird
because, like, just Joe Schmo white kid says it.
Yeah, everyone
two
says
black
it. Mexicans say it,
and I'm like,
girls, boys.
And I'm just like sitting back, like waiting. Like, is that not going to be a problem?
No, it's,
you know what I think it is, and I think we've talked about this before. We're off subject now, but that like anyone who is of like a elevated education cannot use that word, or it can't be okay with like it going on in front of them. But it's because like. Like our kids, I don't work anymore there, but like students, like they can say it to each other. Apparently that's okay because I think they're kind of like the same. But like if they heard like a teacher say it, it would be like, you should know better. I hold you to a higher standard. You shouldn't be able to be say like, this.
Yeah.
You know,
but it's like a crutch. It's like we say like a lot.
Yeah. They say it so much.
They say the F word a lot.
They said it like... Like, they'd be like, I need to go to the bathroom. Can I go? Teacher, why are you trying to mess up? You know, like said yeah. it all the time. It was really, like, desensitizing. Constant. It was actually very aggravating.
Yeah, and what are you going to say? Like, don't say that. I'm going to write you up.
No, I always like, would repeat them. And I'd be like, don't say that. And they'd be like, don't say what? And I was like, don't say blah, blah, blah. And they'd be like, what? She said it. And I was like, yeah, it's incorrect. Yeah, but I mean, I said it as in like, it's incorrect. We're not using this word anymore.
Yeah.
Or not anymore. We just like never did. And like, we talked about this on the podcast that was lost, but the word that rhymes with leotard, that one's gone. You can't use that one either. I loved that one.
I think it's making a comeback.
No way. Yeah. It's funny because, like, I think I, like, heard my mom say it the other day. But, like, it's just, it, like, rolls off your tongue. You don't remember.
Yeah.
You know? Like, this is, but also, whoever in the last 100 years used that word to describe someone who had mental disabilities?
I mean, it was the term.
But so was stupid.
Yeah.
And so was lame. So was dumb. Why aren't those words outlawed?
They probably are in some circles.
Yeah. Could you imagine someone from like 1865 comes back and we're like, that's dumb. They're like, oh my God. I can't believe she just used that word.
You can't say that.
That's so incorrect.
Anyways, I don't know where I was going with this. Oh, yoga. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gay.
It's...
just kidding. No, it was obviously not something that is that common, especially in like, not that the WWF
like
would be like an athletic environment. It is an athletic environment. We're just saying like in a macho environment, yoga is not really the thing. But it is
but
now.
But yoga is like the hardest workout.
Yeah. And it wasn't until I think men that are physical started trying it and realizing, holy cow, this is life changing and it's super hard and it's incredible.
I love yoga.
This
I do
guy
it every
started,
day.
Which... genius business idea. He was like, let's make a tough yoga. Let's make a not a tough like
let's make one for
all yoga's tough. Let's make
DDPers.
Like a, yeah, not like a peaceful serenity yoga.
Yeah.
It's like a yelling like rah.
Yes, I wake up in the morning and you're out here holding Warrior Two like grunting.
Yeah, it's really weird.
And he's on like the computer. It's now.
It's interesting. It's like so it's all about like
I want to see your swords.
Tensing every part of your body. And it's actually been interesting because during like my breaks at school, I do push-ups sometimes.
Yeah.
And
well, that's gay.
My goal is always 100 push-ups in 425 segments, like 25 four times during like a break.
How many push-ups can you do?
Without stopping?
Yeah.
If people are around me, I can get like 40 out.
You think so?
I've done it in front of kids.
40, like
but
good,
if I'm alone,
good form?
Oh, perfect form. If I'm alone, 25 tops. I swear to God.
Let's have a push-up contest later.
Yeah, if there's people watching me.
You can do 40.
I can do 40. I can probably do more.
Do you know I did like 25 in the West cafeteria?
I was there.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, it was in like the that's when I could do the most, when the military's there and they like have little competitions.
I did 25 and that was like I wasn't even that good of shape.
I challenge kids all the time. And
you gave me some props though. I did 25.
A lot of girls can't do one.
And it was
even
like,
in shape girls.
It was like regular push-ups too. It wasn't. I can do the chaturangas all day.
You're a good push-up person.
Day.
Well, I like DDP yoga, but the point was when I not like lately I've been trying to do push-ups.
Yeah.
And I can't do as many because I'm like my toes are flexed. Like I have this like weird like this it's a weird yoga. It makes you like ugh, like every single bit of your body you're squeezing. So when I'm doing something regular like a push-up, I'm squeezing like everything.
Yeah.
I think it's good.
Okay.
Like I'm squeezing my fingers, my toes, my thighs, my butt, my chest, my stomach.
But like there's many paths to nirvana.
Yeah.
Like you go you, you do you.
It's very different. And I so far I enjoy it.
Okay.
I'd recommend giving it a
try.
DDP. But I think it's more for like big people.
Why?
Because everyone on there was like 400 pounds, the people really? That he does it with. And I've been trying to like mention it around some of my very obese friends.
Yeah.
That he has like, so if you go to like to the first level, mm-hmm. it starts in like a bed.
No way.
Literally. Like he has workouts that you can do in your bed.
Really?
Like if you're just not bedridden, but you're just like a really like.
Yeah.
Just to get you moving. So he really takes you through the whole journey. Wow. So I started at like the second to hardest and it's actually still kind of easy.
Uh-huh. In your bed.
In your bed. But he's ripped. So I'm like, he's, you know, I feel like it's working for me. But
yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, I'm not trying to be a 300 pounder going down to 100 pounds or 200 pounds,
mm-hmm.
which almost everyone on it has. I don't know. We're not sponsored by them. Maybe I'll call them. Maybe we'll see.
Okay.
I heard of it from a podcast. So.
Oh, really?
And they're on Shark Tank. But anyways.
Yeah.
I don't know why we're talking about yoga, but.
DDP. You just wanted to tell everyone that you like double penetration.
Yes. That was the plan.
I never knew.
Well, whatever.
How does that work for guys?
Not gonna elaborate on that. Well, it was a fun day. I guess we can end it there.
Wrap it up.
I don't have anything else to talk about.
No, not really. Mm. So choline's next. What's this? Strokes.
Yeah,
strokes
were just
incorrect headline.
Yeah, if you've.
You can go tell your friends you're okay. You're not gonna have a stroke.
I'm gonna put it on this episode, and as the headline, and hopefully people will be.
Like, oh my God.
Be searching, like, oh my gosh.
I don't want to have a stroke.
I'm so scared. But I had several mediators text this to me.
I don't want to.
It was kind of like.
Who texted you that?
Like people I work with.
Really?
And I feel bad because I'm like, it's just funny. Like, if it's a text thread or like I'm talking to even people in public,
mm-hmm.
if the vegan thing comes out, like, so like guys bust balls.
Yeah.
And.
The guys in your text thread really bust balls.
Oh, we bust balls hardcore. And I do too.
I think
and
you might need to take it down a notch.
Well, I did.
I think you busted some people's balls.
I mean, but I'm a vegan. That's a great target for a meat eater.
Yeah. And so, you're original skinny pants wearer.
Original is a key point to this.
You wore it like 10 years ago.
A lot of people are wearing them now that used to make fun of me a lot.
Remember when that student made fun of us? I was a little girl and you were, I'm going to say it, it's very offensive, but it's just because someone said
it
to him.
Hold on. Pause if you don't want to hear this.
Yeah.
This is my nickname.
Your nickname, the student called you faggoty ass tight pants.
Yep.
And I was a little girl.
It's probably my favorite nickname ever.
That was like, he was like going irate and he was like, shut up, you faggoty ass tight pants. And we were like, like it's really like terrible. Like when students like say something like so offensive to you and you're like supposed to be like, you know, that's not cool, man. But like it was so crystal clear, like a great description that it was just like we both kind of were stopped. And we're
everybody
like,
just kind of laughed. Yeah,
that's really funny.
But now
wasn't fun. It's not funny.
Rappers.
They all wear the tight pants.
Guys, a Canarum guy I work with. Like
but you originally wore them.
Yeah.
And people really made fun of you hardcore for
it. Pretty early.
But you
on
loved
that.
It. You were like, these are my tight pants.
I'm confident in my
skinny jeans.
And my flavors.
Yeah, you definitely wore the tight pants first.
But.
So, yeah, I guess you're a good target.
Yeah. So, but veganism is really, if you're just going to bust balls and you're not a vegan.
Yeah.
But when someone like throws that at you, like if someone throws like tight pants at you, it's just like, haha, yeah.
Like,
tight
sorry, pants. My dick's so
but
big.
But someone throws.
That's what I would always go to.
It's something like that usually. But someone throws vegan at me and I'm like, Well, actually, did you
have you seen the latest study from
just
the BBC?
Shuts down a conversation. Yeah, because it's not so funny. Hard. So this one came, and they were like,
you're
someone texted
have
it on like a text thread with like 10 dudes that I work with.
This text thread from morning, like 5 a.m. until 10 p.m.
I gotta
is
check
a
on it,
constant flow of text messages and like altered memes and pictures of people in it that they've like the doctored past. Like, you guys are insane.
We should flip through the past few days.
You should like work more at work or something.
Nah. Yeah, when I'm actually like working on a house, I have to mute it and turn it off.
That's because you have to do work, but when you're at
real
school
work. It's, and that's that should speak to the fact that my job's not
you're not doing
it's not right for me.
No, because you can just pay attention to 53 text messages in 20 minutes.
Yeah, and that's the only way I get through it without jumping out the window.
Yeah.
Anyways, on a lighter note, mm-hmm. you're not going to have a stroke. If someone texts you this, say, listen to Lisa Beat Your Meat episode, blah, blah, blah. Or just say, this wasn't vegans.
Yeah. So the truth, yeah, it was just vegetarian.
It's just that's the simple rebuttal to this stupid article is these weren't vegans. And actually, you're not going to see that in a lot of articles. But
yeah. No one texted me.
Really?
No, but that's because I'm OG vegan. They
that's
don't.
Not, yeah, I saw it all over like, Facebook. Even like non-vegan discussions, it was made fun of. But stroke's scary. Like nobody
stroke's
wants
really
a stroke.
Scary. No. Besides, people want to be stroked. Stroke me.
Or want Lisa's dream car?
Yeah, the what is that car?
is that a Firebird?
Yeah, I want like one with a big bird on the hood.
Yeah.
White.
Pontiac. I think there's two versions of it, but all right, sing us out with that. It's a good episode.
I don't know the words.
You don't have to sing. Just let the
I'm singing. Such a good song. The album's called Don't Say No.
Oh.
Okay.
Who's the band?
Billy Squire, bro.
I don't know Billy Squire.
Oh my gosh. Really?
We'll listen to that tomorrow for Sunday football.
It's almost there. Hold on.
You gotta keep it on the mic. Is it really about like someone stroking you? Got your number down.
It's about like someone getting a handy, right?
I don't think so.
What else would that be about?
Listen to some more lyrics. We're gonna break it down.
I totally thought that was about getting a hand job.
I doubt it.
No?
You gonna write a song about that?
People write songs about the stupidest things.
That's a really stupid song. It's a song about being a vegetarian.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Hopefully this exists. This doesn't disappear.
I told Jimmy, if this one disappears, we're done with the podcasting.
It's over.
Yeah. So.
It's a short one.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon. And rate us, subscribe, all that fun stuff. Right?
Yep.
All right. Good night.